City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Auditors meeting March 13, 2017 to order. We have a quorum present. Need to approve the minutes of February 27, 2017 meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
The motion and second. Is there any discussion? Now we'll call the roll, starting Jennifer Gilright.
Aye.
Motion carried. Visitor section, Mr. Carl Woods is here, the owner of 113 Lee Street, if you'd like to speak.
Since he came today and I talked to him and I told him to put it on the agenda, but after that, I had contact with two of the other parties. Mr. Montague, you gave me that number and I called him.
Yes.
And his position is that he won't deed it to you, he'll deed it to one of the girls, Monica. All right, then Monica calls from North Carolina, Hubert, North Carolina, and says that, yeah, that's right, that Mr. Montague, who is the husband of the sister that died, that he would deed it to Monica, but Monica says under no circumstances will she ever deed anything to Carl Woods, and she won't deed it to anybody else because the family, there's family history that she feels that they took advantage of. She won't do anything. She wants to make it as hard on them as she can. And I ask her, even if the city paid you a little money, I don't care how much money they pay, I'm not going to deed it to anybody. And then I asked her where the other sister was, and she said she's still in prison. So it looks like what we've got is Mr. Carlwood owns 70, I think it's 74 or 75%, I forget exactly. And the other 25% is held by the husband and the two girls, which I don't know what he can do about it. He can't make them do anything.
Can we?
Well,
can we cite her in the court?
She's in North Carolina. It wouldn't be any good.
Even extradite her and everything else wouldn't be worth it.
What I'm asking is if we had one of our officers to do a thing on her and we cited it to General Sessions Court, and then she didn't show up to General Sessions Court, then she could be held in contempt of court for now.
Yeah, but you got to catch her. She didn't come to Tennessee. You can't do anything to her. It's really
that one extra.
It's hard to get them to do it even on felonies, but they certainly won't do it on anything like this. So he said he realizes the house is in bad shape, but he didn't know what to do about it, so I told him to come down here tonight. So I don't know what he's going to talk about.
Well,
if you don't mind, step up here to the edge of the table.
Please.
You need a chair.
I got one right here.
Yeah,
pull up a chair.
Unfortunately, I have the house over on 113 Lee Street. I don't know what to do with the doggone house. In my opinion, it was mine. My mother took a loan out on it before she died. She died in December 27, 97. I took it out with the Farmers and Merchants Bank when they was here. I paid that loan off. I helped Monica. I made sure she got through school, graduated high school, and all that. And we just don't get along, me and Monica. Me and Lisa, my other nieces, we get along. Ronnie, which is my nephew, their brother, he has signed over on quit claim. Roger Woods, my brother, is in Nashville. He has signed over on his claim part. I did get from where I paid taxes on the house since 97. Like I said, mother died in December 27th of 97. and I've paid them taxes. There's a couple of them where, when I got, I was disabled, my brother was my payee, so his name was on the account. In the beginning of the latter part of the 90s, in the beginning of 2000, I think it was Roger Woods paid, was it my checking account, but still paid the taxes on it. 97, 98, I think, up until the taxes weren't even put in my name. When I paid the house off, I thought then the house would go in my name. But my lack of knowledge and everything, it didn't. And it stayed in the taxes, I think, stayed in a mother's name until 2000, and I guess 4 or 5, I'm trying to find here, 2005, it was still in her name, but I paid these taxes. Grace Woods, Carol, Roger Woods, he was my dad. I started paying in 97 through him. He was paying because he was overseer of my account. But in 96, I paid the house off, I think, in 2003. I paid the loan off, the $5,000 loan. I paid that loan off. I've got these tax receipts here where I paid the taxes. Some of them, like I said, a couple of ones in the beginning was under Roger Woods and Kay Woods, or Sybil Woods. They want no part of the house. Monica, she's wanted in Tennessee. She can't come back to Tennessee. I don't understand why she wants to make it hard on me, other than I made her finish school.
But if you own 75% of it, can you not just tear it down?
Yes, sir. I'd like to get something out of it.
But it's not worth anything. You're still going to have that piece of property.
The land value.
You're still going to have that piece of property.
Yes, sir.
If the house is gone, you won't hear us say another word. And you can't sell it because your sister's not going to give you the 25%.
This 20-year thing you were talking about paying a tax—that's more of a defensive statute in case someone came in and wanted to take it away from you, take possession.
Yes.
Because they had a deed floating around that deeded to them. You use that as a defense and say, "I paid the taxes for 20 years, so my title—it's my property."
Yes, sir.
But to say it on the front end that it claim it as title. Because you paid the taxes, the problem is who is going to take a chance on that, I guess I'd say. Because it's a possibility that a court might not agree. Any person holding real estate or land of any kind, let's see, claims have paid in state and county taxes on the same for more than 20 years continuously prior to the date when any question arises in any court of the state concerning the same. And that's what I'm getting at, when the question arises in court and who has had or who and through those such persons have a conveyance, grant, or other deed.
It doesn't have to end, but
period of more than 20 years shall be presented prima facie to be legal owner of such land. Prima facie means it gives you a presumption of correctness, but it can be disputed. So if you were buying property and we found this, we would show it as a cloud. Then you would just be buying it under the understanding that there could be a question later. So, well, guess what I'm saying? Probably nobody would pay money for it. It's just a legal problem. I don't think anybody could take it away from you, but you don't have a good, clear title. Several things they could file, but those filings cost money.
Yeah.
It depends on who wants to pay the money.
want the house down, Mr.
Yeah,
Carl.
I do too.
And you know, I mean, if it takes condemnation process to do that, then that's what we're going to do. I mean,
you can get it done through the Black statute. The city will ultimately have to tear it down, and then they can charge back the expenses against the owners. Whether you could ever collect it or not, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what it costs to tear the house down.
I imagine it cost about $4,000. Or maybe more.
Well, if he were to deed his 75% to the city, would y'all take the assumption that he's had paid taxes 20 years and take a chance on it?
What do you mean? Explain that.
That you would hear from either this husband or these two girls sometime saying you tore down their property and you're responsible for it. Now, she told me today she knew it wasn't any good. But
if we own 75% of it, that property, then the only thing that they can come back on is the land.
Yeah, I think it'd be worth the gamble if you want to do that, and he's willing to deed it to the city.
His 75%.
If he'll deed it to the city and we file for a petition.
Yeah, he can.
That's the easiest.
He can deed everything he's got. We take saying that he claimed all of it under his 75% and the presumption of paying taxes for 20 years. And if anybody ever said anything, they'd have to overcome that presumption.
Bail them for taxes.
Sure.
Bill them for taxes.
I don't think it's going to do any good to bill anybody.
Well, you wouldn't be, and I'm not saying this city board right here would even entertain that, but you know the house is no good.
Yes.
And you know that you're going to spend a lot of time and work and labor and everything else trying to keep the yard mowed and everything else.
Yes, sir. I'm
and you're
going to
keep paying taxes on the property. Every year. So that's going to cost you money.
Would you consider dating it to the city?
Well.
And I understand you want to get money for it.
Yes.
But it's going to cost the city $4,000 or so to tear it down. Maybe more. So we can either do one or two things. We can either go through the Black Law and condemn it and have it torn down. And take it. Or you can deed it to us and let us take a gamble on it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I'm not trying to be ugly about the situation, Mr. Carl. It's just the fact we're trying to get this city cleaned up and we're trying to get things taken care of. The house is not worth a single penny, and honestly, we don't want it.
I understand. Now, the church has, they did offer before. I think they'd offered, I asked $500, they offered $4,500. And then they asked, Mr. Duncan got in touch with me, and he said, asked if I would take $4,000 and that not having Monica and Lisa's signature on it. I should have said yeah.
Well,
they'd already said $4,500. I said, no, $4,500.
I went to the church, and the church told me, they said, at no cost, Mr. Bill, that they did not want that property anymore.
Okay.
I went up there and I talked to them in the office, and they said at no cost we do not want that piece of property anymore. At the time they had a reason for it.
Yes.
Now they don't have a reason for it anymore. Except for they want it gone too.
I understand.
And if you deeded that over to us without us having to go through condemnation and then finding you and having you in city court and all that, and you're paying $50 a day for every day that, you know, the easiest thing to do, in my opinion, is for you to pay, is to deed your part over city. Let us take the gamble, get it torn down, and maybe the church will help us pay for part of it to make it look better of tearing it down. Not saying that they'll even do that.
I doubt that. Hypothetical question. He's been paying the taxes on all the years.
Yeah.
The girls or whoever didn't bother to help. Why don't he just quit paying taxes on it?
And it's a three-year deal.
Well, how long's it been sitting like that?
Well, that's right.
Long time.
But the biggest problem, Mr. Thomas, is that the windows are wide open. There's things, and there's things that are, you know, where our town guy goes in there sometimes and has to decide he needs a beer or whatever, and slips in the back, and then the police department's having to watch it all the time, and next thing you know, some kid's going to get in there and get hurt. And then who's liable for it then? And then that'll cost you a fortune.
And yours is not the only one.
Yeah. No, and yours is not the only one. We've got 17 letters to go out. We've got
a bunch of them.
No, I understand. I haven't wanted the house since I moved out of it. It's just been a headache for me to try to get. It's like pulling teeth with Monica.
I understand.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not worth the stress.
And it would just take a signature from it. But it's my lack of knowledge and not getting it turned over in my name when I got the deed of trust back. The deed of trust when I paid the bank off. I thought it was going to be put in my name. But it wasn't. I would like to get something out of the house. Out of the land. Not the house. Out of the land. I have had one other person ask me about it. He has a plumber. Can y'all give me, say, a week or 2 weeks or something like that? Let me talk to the other person and see if they want to follow. See if we'll go ahead and buy it for, say, $3,000 or $4,000. I can get something out of it.
And the city will give you a certain length of time to make up your mind.
And I would have done, been here, I've been in the hospital 3 or 4 times this year. My pancreas, my gallbladder turned in, green M, and that caused me to have pancreatitis. And I just haven't had time this year up until, you know, I read it in the paper, matter of fact. Someone contacted me and I read it in the paper. But I do not want the house. I understand it's an eyesore on the church. It's an eyesore here. I'd rather just have my hands washed of it, but I want something, you know.
Well,
like I said, I have one person that has offered, that mentioned something about it for $4,000.
And if they'll buy it, in understanding they're buying a pig and a poke, I don't think they'll ever hear from these people. But whoever buys it, they can probably tear it down and use the land, but they might have trouble ever borrowing money on it.
Yes. Well, this guy owns a plumbing company. And he would probably tear it down himself or with other people, his hired hands would tear it down or whatever. I would like to be able to get in touch with them. And when's y'all's next meeting here?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
On a Monday night, same time.
Okay, which would be rough. Probably 28th or something.
27.
All right. I will be back on the 27th. Hopefully, somebody will do something for $3,000, $4,000, something. I would like to get something out of it. I really need to, but I would really like to get something out of it. And then we can make plans on me deeding it over to y'all or whatever, and get it out of here. Because I understand the eyesore that it is.
Mr. Carl, we'll see you on March 27th at 7 o'clock. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all wouldn't be interested in paying $2,000 for it, would you?
$500 most that we'd even look at.
Now, let me see what I can do with,
tearing it down is gonna...
$4,000, $5,000, somewhere in that neighborhood. I mean, you know, I can't see having $10,000 tied up in a $1,500 lot, or $1,200 lot. I don't know what it's worth.
The property tax says the land's worth
$5,900.
It might be, is it six or five?
$5,900.
Okay.
It's not worth nothing.
Right. Well, it's not worth anything. That's just so you can be taxed on it. If you take that at 30% and everything and come down, it's worth $300, $400. Mr. Carr, if you don't mind, stay in contact with our city attorney and everything. And y'all kind of work together, and we'll see you back here on March 27th.
Maybe knock a little sense in that girl.
What's that?
Maybe knock a little sense in that girl.
And we're not trying to be hard to get along with.
I won't even try. I won't even try because she's turned back to me, and
she's
I don't
a firecracker. She tells.
Sir?
She's a firecracker. She is hard to deal with.
Yes, she is.
We're not trying to be ugly with you or anything else.
I understand.
You just understand the predicament that we're in.
I very well understand.
And you're in the same predicament that we're in.
I know. I wish you could start on it tomorrow and tear it down.
Right.
That'd be the best for all of us. But like I said, I'd like to get $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 something out of it.
He gave us permission to tear that house down, you see him. I'm kidding.
I think it'd be a little risky.
Yeah, I'll try.
I'll get back in touch with y'all.
Mr. Carr, I appreciate you coming in and talking with us and everything. And
well, I appreciate it. I'm glad I went over to Barron's office today, and he's the one who suggested I come here and do the talking. And I got my 2 cents out. Y'all told me what's up. I already knew, and I wanted
to. We had talked several times in the past, what, 6 months
right,
or so, and everything. So.
Well, maybe, you know, I had to clean it up before, and I went down and helped since then, so.
Right.
You know, it's hard on me too.
Well, we've got citizens that are on us pretty good about the way our houses are looking in the city and everything. It's time to get them cleaned up and get them down. We're going to do whatever is necessary to get it taken care of. That's what we was elected for.
Yes.
So, you know,
maybe sometime this week I can talk to the guy. He might go $3,000 and might tear the house down and do something else with it.
Okay.
With
thank
that,
you.
Y'all.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
We appreciate
Carl.
Your time.
Mm-hmm. Y'all there.
Any other visitors? Now, we'll go to the mayor's report. We've got some storm drains that need to be cleaned pretty bad. I just want to let the board know that I would like to have Willie check and see about having some of the trustees to come over and try and finish up some of these ditches and everything, and the big main ditches that's got the big trees in and stuff, and see about getting those cleaned up. Tyler needs to spend more time in the water area. Tyler will still be working under Willie and Randy's supervision. But on Thursdays, on lab day, Thursday's lab day, right, Willie? Tyler will be helping out on that. But I just wanted to inform the board that Tyler's going to be working under Randy for a little while to get some hours in. And Willie's still limited in his lifting, you know, stretching and things like that. I'm going to assign Smoke to go under water and sewer, specifically under Willie, for the time being. If Steven needs him, Steven's going to work with Willie to use him or whatever for a little while. Just want to let you guys know what I was going to do before I'd done it. That'll take effect on Wednesday. That's all I have on that. Department reports. Fire?
I'll report, Mayor.
Police?
I just want to let everyone know Rodney's still down.
Yes.
He's doing a whole lot better. Also want to ask the board and want to ask to say a prayer for our chief, brother. He had surgery today. Chief had to leave. They called and said he had to have emergency surgery. Leave some pressure off his leg. He can't move his leg or anything like that. So I talked with Chief before I came in here. He is in recovery right now. He seemed to be doing good. So they want to say a prayer for him.
Good.
That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Until Rodney that we're praying for him.
Yes, sir. Sure.
I ain't got to talk to him and everything, but hope everything's going good. If he needs us, call us. Street, finance personnel,
nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Water and sewer.
Got one thing. My influence flow meter at the waste.
what we're gonna do, because our effluent meter, the display on it is just about out. So we're gonna take the display off that old one and put on it, and then just put a new one there at the influent. But I need to get that changed out.
And you're saying the cost is about $3,500?
$3,500 for...
What's that mean, approximately?
Bubba told me $3,500 to take care of it.
It will take care of it. Entertain that motion?
I make a motion to spend up to $3,500 to put the flow meter in.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Now call the roll. Start with Ryan and go right.
Aye.
Yeah.
Motion carried. Anything else in water and sewer?
No.
Willie?
Sir?
You understand that you're over the storm drains, right?
Yes.
And you understand, those storm drains have not been taken care of, and they need to get taken care of, okay? As soon as possible.
He just started that last year, basically, so.
He needs to get it taken care of.
Talking about the big storm ditches.
He's talking about the storm drains on the street.
Unless some of them double collapse.
Yeah, he needs to figure that out, and he needs to figure out what it is, and needs to get them cleaned out and everything, and before some of this water get to drain in, we need to figure out what we need to do in them. You know, it's time to get it taken care of.
Let's be careful with the trees.
Yeah.
Get a sharp chair.
Here's thing. And we take your land, your tree. Everybody do something to it? Okay. Take the most $12,000 piece of tree.
Well, he's out of luck this year. We got a tight budget.
That whole street was named after that tree.
Huh?
That whole street was named after that tree Nathan's talking about.
Yeah.
My great-grand-granddaddy carried that tree from Mount Vernon and planted it there.
I tell you what we'll do for you. If it gets in too bad a shape, if it gets in too bad a shape, we'll let you cut it down and pay to have it cut.
That's
what
will happen.
Okay,
all right. That's a good deal.
That's but we'll let you keep the wood.
That's that tree that grows
on. I appreciate that.
That's that tree that you told me about growing $100 bills on it.
That's it. That's the one. Yes.
That's the one.
Okay. Oh, hell. You don't need to cut that tree, boy. Put it in your yard. Yeah.
We need to also remember that city stickers are due April the 16th. So don't forget about those. Don't want to forget them. $72.50, I believe it is, after the date. $72.
Who hadn't bought their city stickers yet? Okay.
Don't wait till the last day. We got five, please.
When's the last day?
The 16th.
April the 1st.
April 1st. it's been brought up to me, Officer Bailey, sir, Captain Bailey, that, I think a few of the aldermen would like for us to check on if you relay the message to Chief that some roadblocks might be set up on side streets and we have to take different precautions than what we used to. Is that right? After the city stickers are done.
Yeah, we usually do.
So, Nathan's become a police officer sitting over here tonight and everything.
Just sit outside the drive-thru.
That's a good idea. Nathan just joined the police department, y'all.
Mm. Ken, Officer Casey, he keeps up with it.
He's done a good job. That list he's done has been good. So, might have 15 or 20 roadblocks this year. Let's get some people buying city stickers. Or at least two or one or something. Committee reports, public safety and health.
Nothing this time.
Finance administration personnel. Street maintenance, water, sewer, and landfill.
Yeah, I got a couple questions.
Oh, my goodness.
The clarifier down at the sewer plant.
I took it out of the budget because we were running low. We're going to put it back in the budget for this year.
Okay. I was down there today and they were showing me their computer screen and everything.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see nothing on it because it was so small.
The monitor?
I think they need a bigger monitor.
We can take care of that.
I mean, that thing,
you're talking about the laptop?
The
monitor there on the desk.
You talking about like a monitor like this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll get
when
you one.
When Tyler does the monthly operating report, it's really hard to see.
We'll take care of it.
You got so much stuff in there crammed in this little area, it just blurs. I'd hate to have to look at it very long.
But no, he does know that, but you can't see what's going on. You can't see the...
Listen, we'll take care of it. There's a 55-inch at Walmart. We'll have you by tomorrow.
Okay.
Tyler does know that you can zoom in. You can't see what line you're on without...
Don't mislead them.
Well...
No 55-inch.
He would like that.
I don't know.
He said no 55. That don't mean we can't get a 50.
You need something you can see with that much printing easier. On it, solid.
We'll take care of it. We'll send myself or Nathan or Ashley or somebody, and we'll pick us up a monitor at the warehouse.
One more question I got. How are the security cameras doing?
I played the fifth.
We're gonna put them in last week, but we got snowed in, and I just got distracted, Mr. Tom.
I told Nathan that we would be installing those on Tuesday. He informed me that Thursday would be better, and I told him that we would have them installed on Thursday.
I just want to make sure they're not obsolete before we put them up.
No, they're going to be.
They have software updates.
Okay. That's all I got.
We're going to update them.
All right.
Cool. Would you like to add anything else?
Not probably.
Parks and buildings.
Nothing.
Thank you. Unfinished business. Anybody know of any unfinished business would like to bring anything up? I knew it. Go ahead.
Sometime we got to have a meeting and... discuss what we're going to do with these drain pipes and stuff. The culverts.
Okay, all right.
I mean, we got...
Let's have a committee meeting on Thursday night at 6 o'clock, because we need to start discussing that, because the rain's on the way.
Well, and that's a big... All right, Thursday night, 6 o'clock.
Thursday night, 6 o'clock.
Because there's a lot to discuss.
I think it'll be fine and everything. If you can't show up, then we'll be here. And if you can be here, then there'll be a tape of it afterwards. Any other unfinished business? Any new business? Move on to the accounts of March 13, 2017.
Make a motion to pay the accounts.
Motion made and seconded. There any discussion?
1529
would be Joe and Dina's bypass. That's for December, January, and February to meals for the inmates.
3 months.
Yes, sir.
Okay. $9.47, same thing.
$9.47.
Most of that's gas.
Diesel.
$18.27,
Buddy Lasker. He is the new dumpster guy that we're getting for $400 per dumpster instead of paying the high prices from Republic Services. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, can I bring something up on that? Or I should have brought that under unfinished business. I went out and looked at our beautiful dump site.
Uh-huh.
That is a disaster. It hasn't gotten no better in 2 years that I've been complaining about it and that. We need to... When are we going to clean it up?
Who's in charge of that committee?
Me.
Oh. I apologize.
We need to clean it up. If I was a neighbor out there...
You wouldn't appreciate it.
I'd be down here every night talking to you.
We'll have a committee meeting Thursday night, landfill committee meeting, following the 6 o'clock meeting.
Okay. You better bring a meal for everybody.
No, we're all good.
because it could take a while.
Okay.
Other than that, that's probably it tonight.
Is there any other committee meetings you guys would like to have on Thursday night? No, we can stay till 12, 1 o'clock. I mean, these people only have to get up and go to work the next day.
Mr. Mayor, I rise to the point of order. We're getting into two different subjects, and we've got a motion on the board.
And we're in discussion. And we're talking about the accounts. Okay. I appreciate you bringing that up, Mr. Reed. Is there any more discussion? If there's no more discussion, we'll vote on the accounts. Start with Mr. Richard.
Aye.
Go left.
Aye.
Motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
The end.